Hey, Last Looks crew. Ever thought about getting an agent or wondered what an agent even does? Maybe you're feeling unsure about when to get an agent in your career. Maybe you've been told to wait until you're a big shot. But the uncertainty and missed opportunities are starting to take a toll. Well, my guest today on this bonus episode has over 25 years of experience as an agent at the Milton Agency. Daniela Milton has been a guiding force in the careers of numerous artists within the entertainment industry. Her extensive portfolio, which includes hairstylists, makeup artists, set photographers, and Steadicam operators, reflects her deep understanding of the industry's nuances. Daniela's candid and down-to-earth approach to artist representation offers a unique insight into the artist-agent partnerships and the pivotal role agents play in shaping an artist's career. And guys, don't forget, applications are currently open for our mentoring with Last Looks. We have a wicked lineup of past guests that will be our mentors, and applications to be mentored close April 6th. All details can be found on our website, last-looks.com, or on our Instagram page at lastlooks.crew. Just look for the how to apply post and be sure to follow those instructions. We have our next live Q&A coming up on April 6th. April 6th is busy, huh? With makeup designer Tina Raisler-Kerwin. I worked with Tina on Blonde, transforming Ana de Armas into Marilyn Monroe. But Tina has done so many incredible films like Boogie Nights, Magnolia, Punch Drunk Love, Top Gun Maverick. So get your ticket, submit your questions for Tina, and we'll see you on April 6th. Link in show notes below this episode. So the tickets are only $9.99. And to get 40% off that, use the discount code LASTLOOKSPOD. All one word, LASTLOOKSPOD. Be there or be square. Oh, guys, I'm not going to lie. Getting these episodes out right now is a struggle, but I'm doing it. Running this little beast of a podcast while working full-time is a thing, but I'm getting it done, so woohoo for me. Remember, if you want to support the podcast, you can buy the podcast a coffee. Link is in the show notes on how to do that. You can also share it on social media. Spread the word. Let's get more artists listening. Writing a review is always appreciated, and I'm currently working on getting more YouTube subscribers, because you can also listen to the show on good old YouTube. Okay, guys, enough from me. Let's get this show on the road. My name is Jamie Lee, a hairstylist working in film, and this is the Last Looks podcast, a show where I catch up with hair and makeup artists working in the film industry around the world. But today, on this bonus episode, I'm chatting with agent Daniela Milton. Let's go.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
John Blake's Wigs and Facial Hair has been providing the highest quality wigs and facial hair to the film, television, and live theater industries for 15 years. Our human hair wigs are low density and hand-tied on Swiss lace to give the most realistic and natural appearance that is undetectable in HD and 4K content. This small, family-owned company has grown to fill a vital role to artists across the globe. We provide an unparalleled customer service experience that is rare in today's retail market. Our facial hair pieces come in 17 different styles and colors that are designed to precisely mimic natural growth and coloring patterns. They are made from blending human and yak hair in order to create the most realistic texture and appearance of men's facial hair growth. We are grateful to be celebrating 15 years of being an industry leader and a vital part of your artistry.
And now, our feature presentation.
Pictures up.
Last looks. Rolling.
And action.
Welcome back to the Last Looks podcast, Daniela.
Thank you, Jamie Lee.
Thanks for joining me again. I wanted to focus on one topic. It's a question that seems to pop up with artists often, and especially when they have reached a certain stage in their career, and that is, when is the right time to get an agent? I think people just aren't sure at what stage they should or could do this.
Right.
So let's start easy. Give us a quick rundown of who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it.
who I am? That's going to be the toughest question.
The deepest question of the day. Who are you?
I've been trying to figure that out for quite a while. Yeah. I'm a mother. I suppose that's my first and foremost. Well, no, I'm an agent at the Milton Agency.
A mother of many.
A mother of many, yes. I think so, to be honest. Yeah, and agent at the Milton Agency in partnership with Mandy Martin, who runs the London office. And we've been going for about 25 years this March. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's amazing. Right. I know you have hairstylists, you have makeup artists, and what other artisans do you have on?
Well, we've just started representing set photographers.
Oh, cool.
Which has been interesting. But it's very nice. It's a nice world, and it's a world I like. I love photography. And we represent a few Steadicam people and a couple of costume. But the majority, the body of the agency, obviously, as you know, is hair and makeup.
Yeah. So what is your advice to those wondering if it's time for an agent? It seems to be, I don't know, it's a question that I get asked a lot just because people know that I have one, and I'm never sure how to really answer it either, because I think, I don't know.
Yeah, it really depends on the artist, because some people want an agent just to strictly manage their schedules, field their calls, look after their diary, make sure, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
While others are maybe looking to step up from assistant department head to department head.
Mm-hmm.
And others are, you know, just want to get their leg in the door, you know, and put on the map a little more, I suppose. So I think it really depends. I really like all of those positions. I really love when people come in and they're really, for want of a better word, like more of a junior artist, and you see their career build. That is probably the most satisfying.
Yeah.
It's always lovely to see people move up and get along. And I love that. So I don't know. I think it does depend on there's all different reasons to want to get an agent, really. Mm. I think that's it. It just depends on what stage you're at and what you're looking for and what you want to achieve, I think.
Yeah. I guess if you're asking that question, it's maybe time to speak to a few agents to get a vibe for what they...
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for an agent, you know, then I think you just have to do your research, because there are so many people doing what we do now. So there are lots of choices. Didn't used to be that way, but I feel very, very proud that it is that way now. I love that. And I think not everyone fits with everybody else. I'd research all the agencies that are available, ask people who are with those agencies to give their personal experiences, and try to find the best fit that suits, you know, your own needs. Because everybody, as all agents are different and have all different ways of doing business, all artists are different. All artists want different kinds of things. So I think you just have to, you know, I would start with that, make a list of all the agencies and narrow it down to the ones that you think might be more suited to you, and ask the, if you know any artists there, ask them their general experience of each agency.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think you guys all work a bit differently, or it's generally the same thing?
No, I think everyone's really different.
Right.
I think all agents are really different.
Okay.
We all have a very different outlook and different ways of doing business.
Yeah. And so what are some misconceptions you think out there about who needs an agent? Like, I guess from what you've just said, also some people probably think that only heads of department and designers who have been doing it for a while are suited to agents. But
yeah, no, it's not. I mean, misconceptions. Well, I think when people get an agent, they think a job's magically going to come in that minute, you know.
Mm.
And it doesn't, because you have to be guided. Careers have to be guided regardless to how long you've been in the business or not. They still have to be guided, and it's not a one-way street. It's a real partnership. So I think misconception would be that jobs don't magically come in. You have to get to know each other, figure out what you like, what you need, what you want to do. You know, do you like period work? Do you like modern work? And what can you do? What are your capabilities? So the jobs don't just come in. I mean, sometimes they have. It's funny. Sometimes I know Mandy took somebody on and then within like an hour they had a job. I think that was a record. But generally, yeah, really it was real. And it was a huge job as well. So that was like a record. But so I think that's a misconception. Also, misconception that you don't have to pay your agent if you book a job on your own.
Right.
You know, that's like, no, we're not there just working for you. And then you call and go, hey, I got this job. And so we've been left hanging. It doesn't work like that. It is a two-way street. It is a partnership just like any other.
Mm.
You know, and the more you communicate with your agent, the better, I think. You know, everyone's different. Everyone has different needs, different wants. But they're the sort of misconceptions, I would say. Those two points, I think.
Yeah. When I have spoken to people, I think they assume that the moment I got an agent that's like every single job, you know, I was like hitting them away like tennis balls or something. It's just like, well, yeah. No, hang on a minute. You have to like network and build relationships yourself, and you know, it's all part of what we do. So someone likes you, they'll talk about you or recommend you or have you back.
Exactly.
Or...
That's really important. It's like so important to have people talk about you, all kinds of people on set, to leave really remembering you.
In a good way.
Because if you think about, you know, all those people go off to different projects, and if they remember you, it happens all the time.
Mm.
Oh, I remember, you know, when people are looking. So it's always important, I think, to make your own relationships. You know, it's a bit like throwing a pebble in a pond, I always think, and you're the artist is the pebble, and all those ripples go off to different jobs, and they remember you. In a good way, you say.
Yeah. don't be known for being a troublemaker. You must have been, like, the agency has relationships with producers and studios and things like that, and they reach out when they're looking for people, and then you can kind of help guide them to the person most suited, or just let them decide who they'd like to speak to.
Yeah, it depends. We do have relationships, obviously, having done it for quite a while now. Mm. You know, you build up relationships just as you guys do. But there's two ways. It depends. Like sometimes they'll call and they'll say, we just want general resumes for this job, or we're looking for people who can do prosthetics, or we're looking for people who really are proficient in wigs or whatever it is. And then we'll only send who is really right. We wouldn't send a beauty makeup artist or a prosthetic job, for example. So jobs come in like that with people calling us. And then also we literally beat the pavements with all the listings we can find. We call them every single week. We reach out, even did that through the strike. But you know, it was good. It proved to be good because people come back, and you know, so we don't just sit there and wait for jobs to come in. We really, really do go out and try to bring them in.
Yeah, nice. So what are some things artists should consider or kind of weigh up when thinking about taking the agent route?
I think, as we said before, I think you have to think, what are your needs?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go? Why do you want an agent? You know, you're having to part with 10% of your income.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do. It has to be worthwhile.
Yeah.
And some people may think it isn't. Some people may think it isn't. And the only way of knowing that is trying it out, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really should be, you know, as I say, we have all sorts of people calling us, people that have been in the business for years and maybe want to try to do something a little bit more different with their career. And then people who are just starting, that's harder. You really have to think carefully when taking on people if they don't have much of a resume.
Mm.
because it takes a lot more work to develop. But I very much enjoy that. It just gets harder and harder as the agency grows, you know, to do that. But yeah. I now have two junior agents, so, you know, they help with a lot of that stuff. Yeah, so I think it just depends. Everyone has different, you know, some people say to me, I want an agent, but I love doing my deals.
Oh, God, I'm the complete opposite.
I know. But I'm like, well, if you love doing your deals, you really, you should do your deals, you know, on your own. Because if somebody loves something and then somebody else, i.e. me, is taking that love away by doing it. And also I think, you know, if you enjoy something, why would you have somebody else do it? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But so people say that to me, I just don't think they need an agent. I think it's always a battle because they're like, well, you should ask for this, you should do that, you should. And I'm thinking, you need to do this yourself. And then other people, you know, just as I say, there's sort of people saying, listen, I've been assistant department heading for a number of years. I really feel it's time for me to step up to department heading.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those people. Yeah. I don't know if I answered your question, did I?
Yeah, no, I think so. And I guess for people who also, is it helpful, people that are moving into more personal work as well?
Yeah, it is. Yes, exactly. Like some people will say, well, I only really want to do personal work now.
Mm.
Obviously, that's trickier because you're limiting your industry. You're limiting the jobs that you can go up for.
Yeah.
So, you know, because if you have to wait around, and also, you know, a lot of actors, they have their own people. So then you have to wait around for somebody to either not be available or they get fed up with the colour of shirt they're wearing or whatever the hell it is. Mm. But, you know, that is a much more limited career move.
Yeah. For me, I know that having my deal, like those, all those conversations, I do not want to have. Because I feel like as a head of department, that's normally, as soon as I get the job, I'm having to have those conversations about the budget and my team and how, you know, making sure that my team is getting paid the same as makeup and all this type of stuff. Yeah. So I have to have all those conversations and back and forth with them about a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm just like, as long as I don't have to do it about my deal, that's great.
Well, I hear you. I think that's how this all started, honestly. There was about five really huge artists who were fed up with the jumping over hurdles before they got into the trailer, you know. And so, you know, think about it. There was nobody doing this.
Mm.
There was nobody doing this. So there was no real blueprint for this. And they really guided me. But what it did for them was I was just a middleman. They were telling me what to say in those days. And I was basically saying it and asking for it. But it just took that pressure off them.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would get into arguments about their rates, etc. And so what it did by having a middleman, eliminate that. And then you can go into a trailer. Nobody's angry with anybody.
No. Yeah, you can start off on a better footing.
Because otherwise you get into these, you know, silly arguments about rates and stuff. And then you know, the UPM's upset with the artist and the artist's upset with the UPM. And then it just is a bad beat, you know. Mm. So I hear you. And I think that is why this all started, just because people didn't want to do their deals. In those days, there was no way I could bring a job in. I had no, you know, I didn't even, you know, I was like, I didn't know what I was really doing. So these people, there was five people who just really believed in me, and the rest is history. I suppose I sort of run with it and did my homework and tried to do my best.
Yeah. I think because naturally I will not fight for myself as much as I might fight for other people. So when it comes to what the department needs and all that kind of stuff, I'm fine to have those conversations, and I'll kind of, you know, go for it and let people know what is needed. But when it comes to me, I'd probably be like, yeah, whatever you want to pay me.
No, absolutely. And I would say I'd be the exact same way. I was doing it for myself. I would not be able to. It's always very different doing it for somebody else. It really is.
Yeah. It's just so funny. I'd never really thought about it. But yeah, I think I'm an absolute pushover when it comes to me.
No, but I think it becomes sort of personal in a way, doesn't it? Because you're talking about what you're earning, what you need. When you're asking for somebody else, it's so much easier. Honestly, that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah. And I think just going back to when is the time for an agent, when I signed with you, I wasn't looking for an agent. So everyone comes into it differently. I reached out to you for advice on how stuff works in the industry over here. And then, you know, we got to chatting and it just happened to kind of head that way. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go with this because it sounds like, it sounds helpful. I'm into it.
Well, it has been a real, obviously, incredible joy to watch you do what you do and how you do it and how amazing you are. what you do and repeat, I know you hate hearing this, and, you know, the repeat business is always key. And that's when you can tell a good artist. It's not only about the work they do, honestly, obviously, that you have to be good at what you do, but it's also about being asked back to another project that people are on. And that is that when you look at somebody's resume and you see repeat business, that's always a phenomenal key to how good they are all round, you know.
Yeah.
All round. That's very important.
I guess it would be helpful, as I'm sure you don't take on everyone that knocks on the door. So what are some specific things that you tend to look for when agreeing to sign someone?
Well, again, depending on what stage they are, if it's somebody who, you know, has been around the block a few times, you look and you see repeat business with either actors, producers, directors, whoever it may be. So that's, I look for that. Also, you know, having a conversation and finding out how we're going to vibe, you know, how we're going to get along. Because, you know, for me, it's hard to, if somebody's calling you every 5 minutes about everything, it's very hard to work and to move forward. So it's a game of trust, I think, at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, you have to really be able to close your eyes at night and go, yeah, I really trust and believe in what they're saying. It's not a load of BS. And I really, really trust this person. I think trust is a key word. And I know that only builds by being with somebody. But in terms of looking for, we look on the resume to see what they've done, who they've worked with before, or, you know, call people. We call for references. And things like that, much like any other, you know, when you're hiring anyone, really, really do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you look at, like, I know that you're saying that you look at what people have worked on, but are you able to kind of view their, like, specifically their work, like know who they've taken care of, like on things?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I say to people when they send us their resume is please, please only put actors on your resume that you personally did.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people, it's not a purposeful thing, but they put actors on. And I know that one of my clients have done those actors. So you're like, that you didn't do that. I just want to see who you've actually done.
Right.
And I think some people just put the whole cast on because it makes the film more known, you know. Sometimes the title might not be known, but, oh, that's the one with Tom Cruise.
Right.
So there's Tom Cruise on it. I don't know why I'm using him as an example, but just for an example. And you know that person didn't do Tom on that specific job. So usually, you know, we'll look at films, we'll look at some work if we can, or we'll ask, you know, for pictures or images. Or I like looking at things more in motion because it's film and TV rather than stills. So yeah, that's, we definitely do our research, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just going, touching on trust as well, and going, like, just, I guess, sharing my experience with it is, for me, having you as an agent, we talked about the deal situation. Like, I don't want anything to do with that shit. That's just horrible. And then I'm like, thank God somebody else is having that conversation. And then the other thing for me is whenever I can't make decisions or don't know which way to go with something, you're a great sounding board for me. And it never feels like you're just like, oh, for God's sakes, just take the job. Just, you know, it never, ever feels like that. Or it never feels like, you know, if there was two options in the hands and one was, you know, paid well better than the other or was longer or whatever, like it never feels that you are pushing me in one way or another to be self-serving, like to suit what you guys need. So I always just know that you've got a pretty good vibe on me. And that when we discuss it, yeah, it's just a very neutral, helpful conversation that, just helps me make decisions. So it's good to have that, you know, and I'm not talking, I can talk about it with Brett Stanley, the husband, but he's also going to be self-serving in some ways, be like, oh, that one's out of town or that one's here. Oh, maybe you should do the one at home. Do you know what I mean? So everyone has opinions, but when talking to you, it just seems a little more helpful that, yeah, you're just open to figuring out what I need.
Definitely. And that comes with, you know, being a good partnership, back to that really, and knowing, you know, for us, we have this kind of saying, which is life first.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I don't care what job it is, how much you're being paid, whatever it is. For me, it's like, if you have an issue in your life or something's going on, or I would just say, don't do it. You've got to take care, like, life first. That is absolutely, none of this really matters apart from your personal life. So you have to be happy in that first. You know what? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, now I know you so well. You know, I feel like, yeah, we can have really good discussions and go back and forth about it. And I think it's really helpful to have the husbands and partners involved as well, because it's a team, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a team. And yeah, I would never, ever put you in a direction, no matter how we have been as an agency, if we, you know, during strikes or not that many people working, I never push people into doing a job, ever. The only time I might push somebody into a job is if, not push them, but if they are quite new and they're getting an opportunity to do a movie that I think is going to change their career for the better and to be able to escalate them into a different category, you know, a different level of, basically progress in their career.
Yeah.
I will say, I think this is a real mistake. You really should do this.
Yeah, I think everybody needs that nudge every now and again, because they don't quite see it. They just see hurdles or other reasons and they're like, I can't do it.
But if somebody says to me, look, my dad's sick or my mum's sick or this is happening on my kid or I've got this going on, I'll say, don't do it. You're going to be too stressed. It's not worth it. Mm. Take care of your personal business, because it's so important. You know, and I guess that's why I said to you, all agents are different.
Yeah.
I couldn't live with myself pushing people into things they didn't want to do just for the money of it.
Yeah.
That's never how I've made money, by the way, ever. I've never thought about it. I've tried not thinking. There's been times we've needed it as an agency. Trust me, it's happened. But I still would never push somebody into going, you know, oh, you should do that instead of going to see your, you know, sick parent or your, you know, whatever it is. You know, I just couldn't. It's not how we conduct it. Now, a lot of people may think that's bad business, but so that's how we operate, you know. For me, it's the best business because I can sleep at night.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think it's really like what you're saying, that just every now and again, like giving somebody a nudge when, you know, you see that may change their journey with their career. And I've had moments like that where people have done that and I remember it so fondly, because I'm just like, what would have happened if they just didn't stop for a second and go, Jamie,
yeah,
I think maybe this, you should reconsider this situation.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, okay, that's a serious sign. Okay. I should probably do that. And yeah, it's turned out well. So.
No, exactly. I think it's very rare that I get very, you have to do this, or unless I really feel it, you know, or if somebody's making a really big error in judgment about maybe giving up a job or pulling out of a job, or if I feel very passionate about that, I can't support that if I don't believe in it.
Right.
You know, I just can't. It's just not something I can do. So, you know, yeah. Life first, Jamie Lee, life first.
Yeah, no, it's a good, I mean, in this industry, it's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, Daniela. I appreciate you sharing all this super helpful information.
Well, I hope it is helpful, but any other questions, you can always forward people out, you know where I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that answers some questions for our Last Looks crew. So,
all right, darling. Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.